Right, welcome back. We are with our Game of Thrones Rewind show. We got another great round table of Game of Throners. Raven, as always, is here.
Hello.
To give our levity as a woman. because it would go off the...
Because it'd get gross and weird.
Yeah, it would go to another place. I didn't just, you know, and it just keeps everybody, in a nice place before it gets to some ratchet stuff, man. Yeah. So everybody can.
I think I say some gross and weird stuff too.
Right, right. So,
but from a female perspective, right. We appreciate that.
Okay.
Raven, do you want anybody to hit you up anywhere? People, you know, asking about the Wardell thing. People have brought that back up.
Are you all still talking about Wardell?
Yeah, I mean,
Wardell, are you out there?
And Quick Trip too. You work as a manager of a Quick Trip. We're trying to find out for her because we're telling her how like good the benefits are at Quick Trip, and she doesn't believe that the Quick Trip benefits are good. And I'd like go look them up. You might want to get a part-time job there just for the benefits.
Yeah, so if you work at Quick Trip and you can bring something to my life, give me a call. You can find me on Facebook, Raven Akram.
Don't say give me a call.
Never mind.
You don't want to be
right.
Looking
at somebody on Facebook. Hey.
You're right. Don't call me.
Like you told me to give you a call. I'm calling.
Send me a friend request. I'll think about approving it. Also on Instagram as Ms. Culture.
Because you have a private page, don't you?
I do.
So they have to leave. So you can block them anyway if you don't want to. So,
exactly.
Okay. You got all the barriers put up. This is a nice young lady should have.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, what's been going on, my man?
Oh, you know, not much. I'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, Hot Pies, Hot Pies. If you're ever in the mood for a hot pie, go get Hot Pies, Hot Pie. We appreciate the money that they provided.
Everything been going good, man? You last week? Yeah. Thoughts from last week before we jump into this week?
No, not really.
Out on that you might want to bring in?
Yeah, not really. I liked last week's episode all right. I don't have a whole lot intelligent to say about it. I was much more enthused about this week's episode, I guess. So I'm looking forward to just getting into it.
All right, and to my right, my man Scott. Did they call you Scotty Too Hottie at one point?
No, Scotty LaRock.
Scotty Too Hottie.
Hey, man, that's wrestling, man. Scotty Too Hottie. And Grandmaster Sex Act. If anybody knows the tag team Too Cool, that's for our people that know Too Cool. But any thoughts so far, man, from any predictions we had last week before we jump into kind of diving in?
No, I'm really interested in talking about this week.
Okay. Yeah. Raven, any general thoughts before we jump in?
This week's episode was a lot better than last week.
Just off the top?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what shows y'all want to start in? Let's start in the north because all the drama is in the south.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's go with Bran comes back. Well, first Sansa is running it like a Fortune 500 company, like she Lee Iacocca. maybe hope she didn't run to the ground like Lee Iacocca did, but she's telling people we need more grain, we need this. And I'm trying to figure out, when did she learn all this?
Littlefinger taught her.
Yeah. And Cersei. Mm-hmm. And Ramsay Bolton.
I mean, but it would have been, to me, it would have been better if they showed her around people kind of doing stuff. Like, it just, like, I mean, I guess you have to infer that she did that, but it kind of would make, if she's around people making power moves, and you'd be like, oh, okay, dang. Sansa was in that room when they made that thing to do this or do that.
Let's not underestimate. She saw her father get his head cut off and still had to live with those people for another 2 years. Like that's a lot of head on the swivel there.
That's very true.
That's
very true.
A lot of
she's pretty resilient,
up.
And right. I think she's smart. I think she's a smart woman.
And she's bigger than Littlefinger now, too.
I liked the crack, which John never gets to say anything remotely funny, so I liked that he got to point out that Sansa's starting, you know, Tyrion said she's more intelligent than she comes that's across, right. And he said something like she's starting to show it. I was like, oh, John almost got a
right,
joke.
Got
that was,
right,
good for you.
That was the best one he had.
I appreciated that.
Well, you know, John stepped his fur game up immediately, tremendously.
His fur game is crazy. He came in like a straight up pimp off of Southside Chicago, the mink coat. And he wore it on the island. They all got on short t-shirts. He's like, I ain't taking off my mink coat.
Like, I for real look for one. Like, I really want one.
King of the North jacket.
He's probably.
Get off a cliff just introspectively. He's
like the guy in the bar who's got the leather jacket on, and he's like, there's sweat just pouring off his face. And
but
he's
he
like, fuck
it,
I'm not taking it off.
I just got
this
from
really
Bro's Coat Factory. I just got the Bro's Coat Factory.
Well, I mean,
great.
I think he said I ain't staying here, so I ain't taking my coat off.
That's the, I guess the point. Like, also, you ain't staying somewhere, you don't take your coat off.
Also, a major gap in the whole Game of Thrones culture is... We don't see a lot about animals here. Like they introduce these really exotic animals, you know, dragons and whatever, but there's no creature that we've seen that could produce a fur like that. Like we've never seen like giant minks or you know chinchillas or anything. What would produce that kind of fur?
I don't know that they want to blow the CGI budget on this giant mink population.
I'm saying there should be one. Like,
I know.
Or talk about it and be like, I just cut up this Surak or something. Exactly. Like you'd be like, man, it's
well, didn't
it's
isn't that the coat that Sansa had made for him? I thought she gave that to him before did. They went to the Battle of the Bastards. The,
pretty awesome present, though. Yeah. Those are cool.
This was never because his dad had one like that. So it's kind of popular.
One like that, man. That was gangster.
No, that's what.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she looked like she just crocheted it in the back.
Yeah. Hey, he almost had like another person there almost. That's how big it was. You didn't see his hands for real. You didn't see nothing. It was just his body. No arms, no nothing.
You could transpose anybody from American Pimp onto John Snow's body, and that outfit still would work.
I wouldn't see Pimp Magic Wand with a green one on.
He's like, yeah, bro. I believe that.
Him and Euron are fighting it out for best dressed this season.
Yeah. Euron is...
Which, I have to say, I am enjoying him far more than I expected that I would.
Oh, he's the best. I agree. Actually kind of starting to like his character.
Yeah, there's a self-awareness to what a piece of shit he is that I find quite admirable.
He knows it, too. He's like, he knows.
I mean, he's so damn bold with Jamie. Like, does your sister like it up the ass? I mean, really?
Yeah. But also here, it's like... He's not tiptoeing around incense. It's like, really, aside from pushing his brother, who by all accounts was an asshole, off a bridge.
Yeah, his brother was an asshole.
And he's not really done anything egregious in the world we live in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to kill his niece and nephew, but that shit happens all the time. We just happen to know this niece and nephew.
if we were looking at the story from Euron's perspective, we'd be like, man, Euron's a hero. He's trying to get married, trying to find him a wife. He's doing everything he's supposed to do to get a woman.
We rooted for Arya. She killed a whole room full of Freys and fed them to each other. Just because, hey, you aligned with someone else. Like, they weren't all complicit in the Red Wedding, but they were related, so she killed them all. And we go, yay for her. So, I mean, kidnapping your niece, it's not an unforgivable sin as far as Game of Thrones is concerned.
Well, like, it's interesting, too. It's almost like they're shorthanding, like, so much of this is learning to understand the character. You know, Tyrion, you start out hating him, and then you learn to understand him. Euron, it's like they're almost doing it just by making him entertaining that you're not maybe necessarily going to understand because they don't have enough time left to fully explore him as a character and bring depth to him. Mm-hmm. But if he's really fucking funny, you're going to kind of like him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he got rid of the Sand Snakes, who are deeply annoying.
Yeah.
And had nothing really going for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't that
touched by the... I feel like maybe I should have been by the scene with, you know, the mother and daughter both chained to the wall, reaching for each other, and not... And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for you all to die.
You think she was trying to kiss her before she could die, too? I was wondering that.
I think she was just trying to hug her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have been like,
yo,
comfort.
I need to die about this bitch with you, because they finna do me dirty up here.
Yeah, and I don't think we're gonna see them anymore either. I think you just know what's gonna happen to them, and
I think we're gonna.
That's
see
it.
We're gonna see the mom.
Yeah, the mom's gonna get rescued.
Crazy, and
yeah, she's gonna be having long fucked up hair. Like, yeah.
Well, what would be the point? There's plenty of other stuff to cover.
Dickless Theon is still alive, and what's the point of that? Which, by the way, why did they have to drag him out of the water? I wanted the little moment where he's like swimming and clearly gonna die. I wanted that to be
or the daughter drive on the shore on his own by himself, on a log.
Yeah,
he had to survive in order to tell Daenerys that stuff happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, they would have just been expecting. What the hell happened? How come?
Yeah, it seems like they could have shorthanded that another way. Like, I don't understand. Okay, at some point you think that he's going to get some kind of redemption because that's where the arc goes, but like he's had so many chances that I feel like by the time he actually gets some kind of redemption...
Like we're so sick of him.
Yeah, unless he kills like 500 people with bare hands, I'm not really going to be impressed.
Right.
Yeah.
Or what if, since he doesn't have a dick, he's the Night King?
That was so crazy.
Oh.
That'll piss people off so bad.
I'm saying, it's a great place for a dickless character to go. I mean, like, you can't...
We have plenty of dickless characters on the show,
though. Yeah, but...
A whole gang of them.
Yeah, but they don't have a lot of backstories, those dickless characters.
Yeah, that's very true. Except for Grey Worm.
Several dickless characters, a dickless army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very big on castration. Yeah.
So let's go on to Bran finally coming back to Winterfell.
Yeah.
And he was on some like, yo, I've been to Vietnam type shit. Like, he was sitting there like a dude that's getting back from like Iraq or something, and you couldn't touch him. Like, so what's been up, man? Shit, man. that shit's real out there, man.
I mean, he did sentence a special needs character to death.
Yeah.
that's some Alabama shit right there.
He was sitting there.
He's like, hold door, can't possibly have an IQ over 15. He's like, hold that door, die.
Even the girl that's with him though, like she spooked out too though. Like she got PTSD too though.
I think she's tired. She has walked all over
with him. And he's 37 years old now.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's like a grown ass man she's been carrying around.
Also,
also he gets pimp of the year because I don't care what you get your chick to do, drag you across the frozen tundra is not on that list. I thought I had a woman that liked me before. She's never dragged me across the frozen tundra.
I never
even considered it. It wasn't even a thing I was gonna ask someone to do for me.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, man, I just roll out. I'm just gonna crawl this shit out.
No, nah, tell her, I'm coming. You taking me.
For better or worse. So, I mean, he was like saying that, yo, I saw your beautiful wedding, though, like, and he was saying like it was like it was not attachment to him at all. Like he is totally detached and devalued from anything of being a Stark.
Yeah.
Or any, I wouldn't say humanity, but he ain't seen so much. He's like, yo, I'm seeing the president. I can see the present, the past, and the future. That little bullshit that happened, you don't mean nothing. I'm sorry you got raped, sweetheart, but I'm seeing some other shit going on in my mind right now.
Yeah, I have some work to do.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. I had two thoughts about Bran, one serious and one completely not. And the serious one was I liked the way that Littlefinger had his little speech right beforehand of you need to see every way everything could possibly ever go.
And then Bran shows up.
And then you contrast it with a person who's seen everything that's ever happened and everything that's going to happen. It's a very good contrast between free will and just the concept of destiny and that everything is pre-scripted and we're only going one place because I've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the parallel of that, and I also found it kind of hilarious in a weird way that he was like, hey sis, good to see you again. Remember the rape?
Right.
Like,
it was such
how
a
you been?
Day.
And I knew it was something like that. Even when he
came in. You were wearing that banging dress, and then he raped you in this horrible, horrible way.
And you know what? I don't even think, he didn't even want to see her. He was there to see John.
Yeah, he was.
Because like even when she ran up on him, he was just like, and she was hugging him. He was like, "Bitch, this ain't the person I came to see, man. Where's John at? We got this White Walker. Like, where's John at?"
So, what do you think? What do we think his role as the Three-Eyed Raven is going to be, since he has a connection with the Night King?
To try to tell them everything that he need to know.
Well, I think he'll definitely reveal that John is a Targaryen.
Or will it be Sam?
Yeah,
I mean, how does he prove that? Okay, let's say
Sam. All this stuff is in all those books where he's at, though. Like, I think all them stuff he's gonna be rewriting out and shit. He's gonna find out something.
Oh yeah.
Mm. But I'm saying, I'm saying, how would Bran communicate that
and have John's, people believe?
Yeah, have him believe him. Like how how would he get there? How would he get in the same room with enough?
Because I know that girl. Like, yo, I just dragged you already from out this. So I'm not dragging you all the way back to Dragonstone.
I know our feet hurt.
I think it's gonna have something to do with the dragons, and maybe he's gonna just confirm it. Like, I think there's gonna be a scene that one of the dragons will come across Jon Snow when he's either alone or
and attached to him.
Yeah, and instead of eating him like everybody expects, it'll
like bow down like a dog and like you could get on me. Like
it'll
you
react in like a familiar way or a different kind of way than they're expecting.
That'd be interesting.
React.
Yeah.
And then Bran might confirm it. Or the Night King might try to use him to bring the wall down in some fashion because he marked him.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing I thought we talked about last week is that Bran basically set up everybody because he came to the wall. Right. Like, I know where you at. I'm coming that way.
Yeah,
also,
I know
that wall
exactly
is not fortified
where
well enough.
No,
it's not fortified well enough at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, I mean, Bran, do y'all think he's, I guess he's just there to be kind of like a the storyteller in a way, because he knows everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or does he not really know though, and he's just finding out as he's learning on the go though too? Is he picking up stuff as he goes along? Oh snap, like maybe touch something and it's like something hits him.
I mean, if he knew the future, he would have known Jon Snow wasn't there, right?
I always kind of wonder if it works like memory does. Like, I remember my life, but there are certain things I remember better than others.
Right.
Like, important things I remember really well. So in the future, am I only able to tell
what the really important things are and how those are going to shake out, and there are other things necessarily that I don't know because I just don't remember them.
Or if he does know Jon Snow wasn't going to be there, but he know he had to be there because he's going to be there. Like, he was on his way back, maybe. Like, I got
to
get
there. He has to be at that tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe they, I don't know, I think it's too far south for them to have the weirwood.
Oh, yeah, no. But he's...
Northern.
So, do y'all think that Arya's probably going to show back up at Winterfell? They're going to have another reunion coming up.
She has to, right?
Yeah. So, do y'all think they'll plot kind of against Littlefinger? Like, kind of like the two girls plotting against Littlefinger?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It can go either way. I mean, I don't think I can speculate that until we see how Sansa and Arya have defined themselves with each other. Both of them having these huge, tremendous life experiences and being completely different people. I think their roles as sisters will look a lot differently. You know, similarly to Sansa's role with Jon. You know,
yeah.
She didn't think of him as his bastard brother or whatever. She's like, no, you know, out of all the people in this world, like you can't.
Yeah, you my people. Like, yeah. So, out of all the shit we all have been through, exactly. Like, we all family now.
And so, I mean, I'd like to hear Arya's pitch to still kill Littlefinger. And then, cause I feel like Sansa will defend him. I think, I mean, he's still there, right? So, I mean, they still need the Knights of the Vale at some
respect. Yeah, they got to need. But this is the thing, though. I think this Littlefinger know or have a feeling that he's a Targaryen, though, and he's going to use that to get the North to be up against Jon.
How would he know that?
I think he's got a feeling that he knows something, though. Because he was trying to mess with all those different... He was trying to get at Caitlyn. So he might have... He was around at Harrenhal Hall during that tournament where where Rhaegar gave her the rose. He know, yeah, like,
he grew up
something is going on, though. Like, so he just needs, like, one little maybe some nugget and maybe be like, well, y'all know Jon Snow is... Yeah, he's not the bastard of Winterfell. He's the bastard of Targaryen.
But who would believe him, though? Because the hallmark of the Targaryens are their hair color.
Right, and he's got dark hair.
He has dark hair. I mean, and you think about it, I mean, Ned, I mean, which I thought was pretty shaky. pretty shaky evidence, but Ned found out, oh, well, look, you know, all the Lannisters have, you know, blonde hair, and that's enough. Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, people have blonde hairs. People, my hair color is the same color my father, but
right.
But yeah. When you look at us, clearly I'm his progeny, so.
It'd be interesting if Littlefinger knows something like that, held on to it maybe or something. Like, he's got this long plan.
Littlefinger doesn't seem like he can hold a secret like that. I don't see him being that strategic.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, like, if he used that as a play. Because the North already still don't, they not fucking with Targaryen. And Jon's going to be down there, it seems like, for a minute.
Now, to your point, though, Littlefinger, if he doesn't know already, he could find out from Bran.
Mm-hmm.
But why would Bran tell him, though?
I mean, why would Bran not tell him? Like, Bran, like the Three-Eyed Raven isn't necessarily somebody keeping secrets. Like, they're like, look, I'm trying to protect y'all from the dead. Because, as a matter of fact, he would be like, I fucking care about you whether or not you want the Iron Thrones. It's dead people coming.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's true. They
got dead giants. It's a lot of dead shit coming over here. Like, what you gonna do?
Yeah, that's real. Damn, yeah, that's real. So let's go and get to the meat of everything. Daenerys finally meets Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about that?
I loved it. I loved that he would not bow to her.
Daenerys was being a bitch.
She was.
I loved that. I loved she gets this long introduction in Davos. Yeah. This is Jon Snow.
Right. Did y'all see that?
That's
all I know. With the cups from a Starbucks cups and all these different names of her name, and then it says just Jon Snow on this.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, he kind of picked it up at the end of the conversation and talked about all of the accomplishments that Jon made.
Yeah.
A little late, but yeah.
I was interested that he cut him off with the stab in the heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Daenerys picked up on that. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering what the significance of that's going to be. Because I was trying to think if I could remember a prophecy or anything.
Well, it's that thing, him being a white, though, I think. Because he's technically a white still, though. Like, in theory, he's a white because he's brought back from the dead. And I think that's something he may know that or something like, yo, I ain't 100% on point. I don't want to even go down that road talking about this. Because they'll be like, oh, so you part of undead too, though, because you got brought back to life. So are you with them?
Right.
Or what? You know, and now I don't even want to have a conversation. So let's not even talk about it.
Dany, like, lied to his face about all the things she'd been through and all her faith in herself. Like, sweetheart, none of that, we saw you. None of that shit happened to you. Like, three people tried to kill you. One of them fell in love with you. Like, I can name the three people that tried to kill you. What are you talking about here? Like, these things that you said are
she
true.
Said, no, she said, my whole life people have been trying to kill me. Yeah, like, it's you just start true. Getting killed like 5 years ago. They just start trying to kill you. Yeah, well,
tell me about your hard road to hoe queen.
Your brother was a little ass grabby, which in Westeros wasn't. You know,
and it's Targaryens to do that. They'll marry a brother or a sister or something like that, so that ain't nothing new.
Yeah. I mean, he sold you so you could you became Khaleesi. Like, he sold you to be a fucking queen. I mean, they were primitives, but right. Still, like, you was fucking.
You got
queen
this army because right. of that, though, too.
And you lost that kingdom because you were a bad queen. Like, you let that witch voodoo priestess
get you into trying to keep you to bring back Khal Drogo.
Yeah, she's very self-righteous about the whole thing.
Like, who raped her? Who raped her?
I liked that they clearly warmed to each other that second time. Yeah. And I liked that those were both in the same episode. We got to see that first formal meeting. And then just the two of them alone, it was a much different.
Because they didn't have to front kind of, because we got the audience. I got my men with me. You have your people. And, I can't bow down type thing.
Tyrion kind of mediated that situation beforehand, too.
Yeah.
He's very clever.
I was looking for like a real pop culture reference, like John, like riding in the snow, wanna fuck, you know, something.
Listen, they know John is about that business, though. He ain't about no woman, though, man.
Like, well, he fell in love and she died.
Yeah, and he's been about that business ever since then. Daenerys, at least, would be messing with little dudes here and there, doing her thing, even during out the run. He about that work. He like looking.
But he also was on the wall. It went a lot of legs to get. We had on the wall.
That's
either.
True too.
I mean, he said with a lot of options.
I mean, he had all the wildlings, man. All the wildlings. He had saved them. He could have knocked off a couple of them. They'd have been all good with it.
All those toothless, hairy women up there.
Yeah, it's kind of the wildlings are kind of like West Virginia. You know, the wildlings are like West Virginia. Yeah, really. I mean, really. That's what we doing here.
I mean, Ikra was. Well, I guess it's a couple that's attractive from West Virginia, right?
Well, he had also taken that vow beforehand, too. He broke it with Ygritte, so
yeah.
That's not really what he was on.
What I didn't like, you mentioned Tyrion smoothing the gears, which mm-hmm. I thought was great and a really good moment.
He needs to drink more.
He is getting his ass kicked strategically.
Oh, he's bad at war.
And that's one thing that is annoying me, because it doesn't feel true to the character. Like, it doesn't
he's supposed
feel
to
right
be smarter than that.
That Tyrion is getting his ass handed to
him. But he also has not been in Westeros in X amount, at least over a year now. Yeah. He didn't know the Lannisters didn't have any money there no more.
But it's
he didn't know it was worthless. Because the only person that knew was their dad.
I mean, he's a politician. Like, I don't know if he's like a war strategist.
I mean, he wore Blackwater. That's why.
Which
that's
is maybe why Jorah's gonna come back.
Mm-hmm.
To be the general.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and I could see him. I could see her bringing Jon Snow in also mm-hmm. as a consult, basically.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely. You could see the respect that she has for him in that last scene between the two of them.
I mean, in Tyrion's defense, I mean, it was the Tyrells. The loss of the Tyrells is definitely an L for him. Mm-hmm. But Euron, I mean, Euron found him in the middle of the fucking ocean. Running up on the right boat at the right time.
No, they had Euron sail down there on purpose. They knew they were at Dragonstone. Dragonstone and them were right next to each other, so he just happened to catch them on their way out. He was sailing down there in general to attack whatever fleets they had.
Mm-hmm.
They said it in this episode. They were like, yeah, we sent Euron down there. And he just happened to, snap, y'all are leaving. Okay, got you. Because he was going to come down there and just try to do what he did to the Unsullied. At the Reach.
But the whole point is that was a Navy on Navy fight.
Right.
Just because Euron had a better Navy, it doesn't mean Tyrion's plan was bad. It's like, I assumed you guys were better at being a Navy.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I just have better resources.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm out of resources.
If the mountain showed up to fight Grey Worm, it's like, well, I mean, Grey Worm is a killer. I mean, who knew the mountain was there?
Yeah. And the mountain killed him. Yeah. So it'd be like,
Yeah, and I didn't blame him for that, but like, Casterly Rock, he knows he's going up against Jaime. He knows Jaime. He knows Jaime's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how
he underestimated how much that they. But he thinking as an old Lannister though, he's not thinking this new Lannister thing though, because he thinks it's gold there. He thinks how much pride they have in the fact that that's Casterly Rock. We ain't letting that go. So he's thinking like, oh, they'll never let that go on without them, because we're the Lannisters. We gotta hold this.
Yeah.
Now understand that basically the Lannisters have moved into making King's Landing, the new Lannister stronghold.
Yeah, I just...
Even though you should have maybe thought about that too, though.
I was surprised. And that and the fact that... Because... what's her name? The Queen of Thorns.
Yeah, Mary...
Elena.
Yeah.
Elena Tyrell. Like, she points out that they were never good at fighting. So why didn't they send somebody else with
her? That was bad. But on top of that, that was bad because she was supposed to get the Tarleys on board at the beginning. Like,
right.
Because those are her people that kind of rally and will fight for what... Right. She was supposed to get them on board at the beginning. When she was going to meet them, like, let me go holler at the Tarleys real quick before I even broker this or whatever we're doing here. I need to get the Tarleys on board because they basically are our hitmen. So she did, that was bad on her part.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was, and maybe she they got assumed emotional.
That they, she got.
She probably assumed that she had them.
Yeah. And that's maybe true. She went out pretty well, though.
Yeah. Is she out, though?
Yeah, she did.
But see, if you'll see nobody's dropped, you never know.
Yeah, I mean. But I.
Well, she's dead because she drank the poison Jamie gave her, and Jamie didn't stab her after she told that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like he had to be convinced that whatever she drank, she was gonna die from.
Right.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't have left her alone afterwards.
Right.
But
what if she got like a little drawer or something though and just popped that
In an episode though of like people talking shit, you know, because Euron's talking a lot of shit.
Oh, he's the Conor McGregor of this.
People are talking
literally and figuratively.
People are talking all kinds of shit. And then Olenna's like, oh yeah, your son was a cunt. And I killed him.
I just thought you like, should know that.
Yeah, middle finger's up, and I'm out.
I'm already 96, whatever.
Yeah, like, oh, you're stealing like 6 months from me. Good on you.
So what does that do now with Jaime's relationship with Tyrion? Now, I mean, he obviously loved his brother enough not to kill him when he thought Joffrey, but now he knows that he didn't. So is he going to tell Cersei that and try to make amends with him?
Cersei's going to be like, she would have told you anything to piss you off. That's Cersei going to be like that. Because Cersei didn't hear it for herself. She's automatically, because she's on DEFCON, she's on DEFCON 5.
I don't know. Like,
so Cersei, you think it could be a play where they try to get Tyrion back into the fold?
I don't think that. I just think that, I think Cersei will believe him, but I think what Cersei's argument is going to be, but he also killed our father.
So they
he helped foreign invaders take over our home.
There you go. So they all get crossed out.
I think she go, okay, well, yeah, my bad for trying to kill him, but he's still gone too far. We can't trust him. You know, I think.
To think that the Tyrells not having no good army and having all that money and all that grain.
Yeah.
They didn't pay for no like sword salesman or nothing like that at this point, and they were getting rich basically like the Lannisters.
Yeah.
And they didn't. You know what? It makes sense that they didn't have no good army because what her nephew was the one that was the dumbass dude that played he was the coin that got killed.
Yeah.
I remember they was already like basically the Iron Bank was punking him and everything, so we already know he was running the Reach. Before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we already know that he wasn't
a bad
smart
manager.
Enough. Yeah. We already knew he wouldn't figure out like we need to be. Up in our army and stuff.
The only thing that
in their defense though, they were in line to bring their family through a marriage to the crown to the Lannisters. So strategically, think about how bad
they made themselves bigger though by aligning themselves.
And think about that. I mean, if your daughter's marrying the king, and all of a sudden you have building up your military strength.
Didn't the Tyrells and the Lannisters come and save Blackwater? It was the Tyrells too, though.
I think that's how the marriage got broken.
Yeah, because the Tyrells come. Yeah, because they said the Tyrell, we helped save y'all. What y'all gonna broker for us? So I'm like, so how bad? Like what?
Well, the Tyrell army is the one that's about to attack Westeros. I mean,
right? But they got caught in this thing here, though.
See, it was my understanding that it was the
it was gonna be Dorne,
Ironborn, Dornish, and the Ironborn
and the Tyrells. But that boat was supposed to come around, get the Dornish. They supposed to attack from this way. Tyrells was come from this way, but they never left. They didn't leave yet.
Oh,
so they got all pinned in there though. And I'm like, damn, man.
The Tyrells
are gone. They don't exist no more. Basically, now. That was a lie. She has no son, no nothing. There is no
two. Right, but her army still exists.
No, they got murked out in that whole battle there.
See, I thought the Tyrell, I thought the Tyrell army was going to leave.
Was sitting in front of King's. No, that was just a meeting. That was just a meeting.
Okay, so the army wasn't there yet.
Yeah, the army was back there, and the Reach, and you know what? And they probably wasn't all grouped together. So the Reach is a big country area. So you got probably people scattered a little bit everywhere. It was supposed to come together to leave out, and nobody was there protecting.
Well, that's bad writing. Then.
High Garden.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that would have made the death scene better is she'd been like, oh, by the way, we dumped all our gold in the ocean.
Oh, because we saw you coming.
Yeah.
We saw you coming.
We knew you were coming. We dumped all the gold, so good luck with that.
See, I don't think that gold's going to make it back.
Yeah. I mean, they showed the preview, which showed them getting a pile of it, but it was still a cart. Maybe that's all that there is. Who knows?
Or maybe we do find out that she was dumping it out, and like, that's all we got?
Yeah.
Was this?
Yeah, it was like, this is what's left.
But they got food, though. They got all that grain, because they had all the grain.
Yeah, and that was all stored.
Who were all of the people in King's Landing cheering when Euron came up there? I thought everybody was dead. Where did all those people come from?
A random mob.
Yeah, half the city got messed up, but half the city was there. We back. You know, they got a victory.
I like that too.
Only poor people live by the Seven Septons building.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah, it's cheap entertainment. Yeah. Watching the prisoners get dragged up the stone.
They don't even know what's going on. It's like, dang, they must have did something bad. Like, it's like seeing some big guys get beat up at the club. Like, dang, that sucks. Like, by security, you walk into the club and you're like, dang. They getting beat. Hey, they must have did something wrong. Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm going to stand here and watch it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens. So what do y'all think about Euron capturing the Sand Snakes? I mean, not capturing them, but the whole drama with that.
I actually, I'm not a 100% Cersei's hater. I mean, the incest doesn't sit well with me. But at the end of the day, the Sand Snakes, the Dornish did her wrong. I mean,
they killed her daughter.
Yeah, they killed her daughter for no reason. Her daughter had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like Oberyn.
He
volunteered to be Tyrion's...
Champion.
Like, that was a decision that he made. He had the victory. He gloated and showboated and got killed. Like, that's exactly what they signed up for. Like, he knew the risk. He knew the cost. He paid it, and that was it. Her daughter had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I am curious about what's going to happen with
But you know what? They still have beef, though. Overall, Dorne does, period, with the Lannisters, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Oberyn's original beef is still in place, though. So it's just like more beef. So them come ourselves, not bad. Because basically, they raped and killed all their kids because the Mad King was married to the Dornish queen.
Mm-hmm.
And all their kids, they killed all their kids. The mountain raped her and killed her and stuff. So they still got beef, though.
Right, but the mountain isn't a Lannister.
But he's up under. He's basically a Lannister. He was running up under the Lannisters, though. He's a part of that.
Yeah, he was under orders.
Yeah,
he was a Kingsguard for Baratheon.
What you call it? Ordered him to do whatever you want to do, though. The dad did. He said, "Do whatever you want to do." Tywin ordered him to do whatever. Remember in the book, he ordered him to do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want. He just walked away.
Yeah.
How would she know that? How would anybody know an order given to...
Somehow Oberyn knew that he killed and raped his sister.
Yeah, because that's why...
Right, but how, though? I mean, he had a three-eyed raven?
Probably word got out, you know, like somebody bragging. Mountain might have been bragging, like, yeah, you know, I raped such and such, and, you know... And
so now we're going with the mountain said something?
Well, like, but I mean...
I'm
going with that. Oberyn knew this. Maybe it must have been... It was a known thing, I'm assuming, that happened.
Yeah, I just, man, the Dornish, like, have time and again been proven to be completely useless. Like, mm-hmm. Oberyn gets himself killed for no reason. Mm-hmm. The Sand Snakes die because they show up to a pitched battle on a ship with a whip, which is completely useless in close quarters, and a spear, which is nearly as bad.
Yeah.
And then the other one just gets captured without any fight and is apparently going to die because Cersei kissed her, which... I want you on that. Like, I didn't even blame Cersei. She was watching that. I was like, good for you.
No, I'm not mad.
It's like
at
the
Cersei.
One thing you've done I've agreed with.
No, but I'm not mad at Cersei, but I get why Dorne was still mad, though. Yeah. And you gotta remember, Dorne was also allied with the Targaryens from the beginning. They were the only ones, they were the only ones that did not fight the Targaryens, right? Like, when they first came in, I think they were the first ones that did not fight them.
Yeah,
that's why they were allied with them for so long. So the Dorns were automatically always allied with Targaryens. So it was already kind of a semi-beef. Because even if you think back, remember, Oberyn was coming to do a peace talk and, like, to make kind of get everything back with the realm. That's why he went there to visit in the first place. Remember, he's like, yeah, I'm coming here to try to get peace and try to do some negotiations amongst them. Because basically, Dorne was like, we are kind of own city state. Like, we ain't going to fuck with y'all. We our own thing. And that's when Oberyn came to kind of like, let's broker some kind of peace.
I mean, I think the Sand Snake shouldn't have betrayed their prince.
That was the fucked up stuff.
Oberyn's beef was legitimate, but I forget her name, but the mother of the Sand Snake,
Valyria.
Yeah, that I mean that she was his lover. So I mean, she
wasn't even married to him either.
Right, but she's just his lover. So it's like
had a wife. That's the point.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. He had a wife and kids. So it's like, well, I mean, her claim to being angry about her lover's wife and kids being raped and murdered. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta get over that one. You gotta charge them to the game.
You
know what I'm
saying? You up to number one now.
All right, yeah, I mean, like you made your slide from side piece to main chick. You know what I'm saying? Take the promotion. Move on. Right?
So what do y'all think about Jaime's move doing basically the same move Robb Stark did in season one?
Brilliant.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. I liked that it paralleled in the episode with when Sam cures him and he asks him, what did you do? And he says, well, I read the book and I followed the directions. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Jamie's like, well, I had this experience and I learned from it.
And I followed the directions. Like, and I followed the directions.
It's such an obvious thing, but apparently no one else is doing it because it worked. But I liked that a lot, that they were able to bring something strategic like that back.
Mm-hmm. She's going to have to unleash the not just the dragons, but you're going to have to bring them savages.
I mean, yeah, because all her allies are gone. So.
Yeah, and the Unsullied are basically, they're not trapped. This is going to take them forever to get from King's Castle Rock back to Dragonstone. And you got
to happen to them on the way?
And you got an army. You got to maybe fight another army on your way back. We got to get food. We got to get all those type of things going, so you want to know how long it's going to take Grey Worm to get back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
here's the thing, though. Cersei will regret having killed the Dornish then if what's the name of him?
Unsullied?
No, not Unsullied. Khaleesi.
The Dothraki.
Yeah, Dothraki. If the Dothraki have to start knocking on King's Landing door... That's going to become a problem.
They're going to run a train on something.
Right, yeah. although
the problem that they have is they're not like siege warriors. They're
hand-to-hand. Like,
yeah, and they fight in like open fields with horses the same way that like the Native Americans did. Like very, very effective on the plains. You're not going to lay siege to a city successfully.
That's fortified.
Yeah, you can't. You don't have the.
You need the Unsullied for that. You need the Unsullied for that.
Yeah, you need the Unsullied. But what they can do is isolate King's Landing from anything getting in.
So they can maybe start. But that was the original plan, wasn't it?
That was their original plan to start them out. But a ground attack. I mean, I don't think King's Landing is so impenetrable from a.
Oh, you can fortress the King's Landing up, though. You can get it fortressed up real quick.
There's too many people there to fortify. You can fortify portions of it. You can't fortify.
It's Cersei. She'll just kill all the peasants.
There you go.
Where is she? Is she still in King? Where is she?
She's in King's Landing.
Yeah, they're in King's Landing.
So now that the Unsullied are there.
Oh, you just want to Castle Rock? Cersei's in King's Landing.
Oh, she's in King's Landing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Castle Rock is taken, you know, but there's nothing there. They basically
smart. That was really smart, kind of dangling it out there and then using that as a distraction.
And the thing was, though, Tyrion thought he had that side thing with the sewer.
Yeah.
To be able to go up under it.
And I really liked the way that he had the narrative. Like, they used the voiceover and he had it started. And you first thought it was going to go very badly.
Yeah, because you saw everybody going up the thing getting murked out as they was coming up and the arrows hitting them.
Yeah, and then they revealed that it was actually this deeper plan, but then they also revealed that it didn't matter because it fell into Jaime's
plan,
even larger plan, which I thought was a nice fake out and something that you can do with TV that you can't do with a book.
Mm, yeah.
What's interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, it's been something that's interesting. I've noticed it more this season than in the even last season, even though they passed the books last season, that there's more like television tricks and stuff that you're able to do with a TV show that you can't do narratively with a book.
Right.
So Jamie's plan assumed that the Unsullied would take over Casterly Rock, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't be able to hold it because there's not enough food there. Mm-hmm. But there were still people at Casterly Rock. It's not like it was completely abandoned.
People. They evacuated people.
Right, but there still has to be enough food for the people that they left. There were more than zero soldiers
right,
there.
Right.
And so, like, the goal couldn't have been, well, we're going to let you starve if they don't attack. You know, it's like, there had to be...
yeah.
No, they said it's some there, but it was just maybe not enough to sustain them for X amount of time.
That's true, but there's also still resources on the island, though. I mean, we're not talking about us. We're talking about people whose entire lives have been trained to be soldiers. Yeah, it's like you think they never prepared for the situation of, hey, look, you're taking over some place, not enough food.
Well, we got like,
a bunch of people we just killed.
Yeah, like that's not beat right like there. I would have to think that the Unsullies have come with that condition where, you know what, feed yourself. Like that's just
That's true. You're right. They're probably gonna just eat all those soldiers. Which I was thinking as they were like coming up, and as soon as they revealed that this was like a part of Jamie's plan, how shitty do you think it was to be like the captain standing there and being like, every single one of us is gonna die in horrible fashion?
Yeah, like
for this incestuous asshole that left us with nothing.
When 75% of your boys leave and they like, no, you just stay.
In case a castrated horde of army killers.
No.
They've been training since they was babies to fight.
I'm going to the beach. I know what y'all doing.
And if the Dickless Army shows up, you are to die to a man.
Exactly.
Yeah. None of you is to surrender.
Yeah, that's how I didn't understand. Like, how would you get? I guess you fighting for the crown, and you just kind of
it's our job. Yeah, it's what we signed up to do.
I mean, I've quit my job before. Like, and never had to wait being murdered by a castle.
I might have saw some couple of cats get killed. I'd put on my thing. I've been Unsullied too. I'd have turned around like, "Well, we gotta go, Captain."
Man, like, I'd be like, been gone.
Well, and that's the problem every monarchy runs into eventually. Is it's like it's not like you're fighting for an ideal. You're not fighting for a flag, you're not fighting for something you voted for, you're fighting for some asshole that has the seat because he was some other asshole's kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I'm saying, I get, hey, we're all Lannisters, we're defending Casterly Rock. When the Lannisters say we're giving up Casterly Rock, I'm not dying
for
that.
But see, I don't think they knew that he was giving up. They just thought that, like, we're sending some people out to go fight somebody else. We just gonna hold it down and we'll be good. They might even lie to them how many Unsullied it is. They didn't know. They probably just thought.
They won't be coming.
When
we
you
just
saw all those Unsullied, it would have been a slow backup. It was a slow backup. I was locking the door. I put my shoes on.
But you know what? No. He told them he didn't think they was gonna be able to take it necessarily, or it was gonna take. I think it was gonna take more damage because they still didn't know about Tyrion's bridge up under there.
Yeah,
so they may have been up, but they thinking that they can hold them off longer. Like y'all, 2,000 dudes, y'all got this. Y'all can hold it down. Ain't nobody gonna get through. They like y'all. We got this. They didn't think that they was gonna be able to sneak in.
It's like defending Switzerland. Like you need the one sniper at the mountain pass, and you're good to go.
Yeah, so that's what they thinking. Like we good. We'll be able to hold it down. We Lannisters. We got this. And they're like, nah, man. Yeah. This ain't the move.
I got that white flag out. Doing the bankhead bouncer.
I would have been sewing the flag as best as I could, like running up on the.
I mean, my question is, where are all these Ironborn coming from, man?
I don't know.
Just showing up
when it's convenient.
And apparently, the Narrow Sea is about the width of the Mississippi because they're all over that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point,
what amount of people they can split up and still be able to go hard on people?
Yeah, and like an endless array of ships that they apparently built from the non-existent trees on Pike.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the glaring. Weeks. That's the glaring logic hole of the season, I think.
Yeah, like all these ships in like 6 weeks.
Six weeks.
They are steel ships and makes it over to Daenerys. And by the time they have that conversation, Euron has already built ships and is on his way to go see Cersei.
Yeah. Right. It's like there was a 5 years later, but they never showed the 5 years later. Yeah, which would also explain why Bran's like 35.
Yeah, they're 35 years old. Another question I was thinking about. Do we get back Dario maybe in a potential situation that she runs out of people and he's got to bring the whatever the son, second sons or whatever need to come from Marine need to come?
Yeah, like.
And then it becomes a big thing because now she's got all these lovers there. She's got Jorah, she got Dario, and then potentially Jon Snow all in the same mix.
Jon Snow is not going to be a lover.
The eternally friend-zoned Jorah.
Yeah. He'd be like, yo, I am back. I done been through all this. We going to do something.
Scabs are gone.
Yeah, like, look, you don't even worry about
these,
that, you know.
I've got these weird scars.
Yeah, don't even worry about that. It'll heal.
Chicks dig scars, though, right?
There you go. I've been through some things.
I like that.
So do y'all think Jorah's going to come back and run the army, though?
I hope so.
Cause he's cool with the Unsullied kind of trusted him too, right?
I think they respected him.
Yeah.
They
miss Embarrassing Selmy. Like, that's what it is. Embarrassing Selmy is here though.
Yeah, he went all the
And then this would happen.
Yeah.
Embarrassing Selmy would have all this.
They would have won already. They didn't get rid of him because he was too good.
He would have died. I didn't like how he killed him. Like, that was
just being overwhelmed. Yeah. He would have had it all on Michael.
What do you think about the weird conversation between Melisandre and Varys?
By her saying that we all go down?
Foreshadowing of both of them dying at Dragonstone.
Well, I thought they meant Westeros, not necessarily Dragonstone.
Oh, I thought she said we're both going to die in this strange land.
I think she meant Westeros.
Okay.
It's clearly menacing. I mean, she could have meant, like, you're going to die here at 95, like fat and old and happy and everything, but like it sure didn't seem like she meant it that way.
Maybe because she knows both of their sins, though. Like she sees that.
Well,
like,
she said because he when he told that story, like, I don't know, season 2, season 3 about seeing something in the fire, and then the other red dragon lady or whatever from last season whispered to Varys, "I know what the fire said to you," and so I don't know.
Yeah, because we don't know what it said to him necessarily. Because Varys won't tell nobody that up front, for real. Varys is always, like, on some...
Does it mean anything?
Do you think he was threatening her? Or do you think it was...
He was threatening her, like, yo, like, what's up? Like, you trying to leave? And, like, you's the one that brought all this together. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
That's like me telling somebody you're going to buy a car radio for somebody, and then I'm like, oh, no, just trust me, though, man. I'll just go over there and just buy it from this guy.
And I believe that. Everybody
said
Varys,
though. Yeah, on the north side.
I'm saying Varys pulls this shit all the time.
Car radio.
I'm saying Varys pulls this shit all the time, though.
You have more, like, current. You said
Varys pulls this shit all the time.
Like, this analogy brought you by the 90s. All the time.
What's so strange about it with him?
No, I mean, because he don't like being tricked, I think. He cool with being the dude that's pulling stuff, but he can see you on something like, nah, look here, there's only one trickster in this bunch, and that's me. Even though he's been out tricked though this whole season so far.
He didn't know he was being tricked then too, because she's a 500-year-old woman.
That's true. I forgot all about that. Yeah, very true though. He ain't seen her real good.
Exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't look nearly as good when she takes her bra off.
Because it's the necklace, right, that she wears, right?
Yeah, it's the magic necklace.
What if he take that off? Like, let me see this, and he snatches it, and just, oh, look at this.
I'm so sorry.
Yo, hold on. How do we put this back together? Somebody help me put this back together. This old woman.
But where did she say she was going? And then she said she was going to come back.
Did she say she was going to Braavos? Oh no, Vereen. It was Vereen.
I can't.
She's going somewhere east, I think.
Yeah.
Probably gonna meet up with the other Red Priest, maybe, or something.
They're setting the stage for her to come back at some pivotal
moment. Yeah, oh yeah.
And then really? maybe she and Varys are gonna like die together in some weird parallel fashion, or both die at the same time trying to accomplish something, or.
Mm-hmm.
So this season is 8 episodes, the next season is 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that was episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have 5 more. So basically, we're gonna have 12 more episodes. I don't see how they can have her leave, and then have another arc in which her input is required, because now it's either Jon Snow and Daenerys join forces, or between Jon Snow and Cersei, they either fight it out and then realize and they come together to fight White Walkers,
mm-hmm.
or the White Walkers come while they're fighting it out. I mean, we got 12 episodes left. I mean, I don't see how.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to figure out where she's going. Like, who else could she be going to speak to that would be relevant at this point?
We have to draw a conclusion to Bran's storyline, Arya's storyline, Sansa, Jon, Dany, Cersei, Jaime, Tyrion.
Littlefinger.
Well, in the preview, there's something going down with Brienne and Podrick.
And Gendry is apparently going to randomly.
Yes, that's what I think he's going to
help them.
For.
I think he's going to help them mine and dragon.
He'll maybe show up next episode.
A blacksmith, so he got you to be able to get it right. Mm-hmm. We still got the Brotherhood of Banners. We got to get back to too.
The Hound.
The Hound has to fight the Mountain.
Brother, right?
We gotta meet Jon Snow's fur makers, you know, just
fur makers.
There's gonna be an entire episode that's just him getting fixed.
Are they going north, right? So they might end up at one. Are they gonna end up at the Wall? Brotherhood of Banners.
They have to end up at the Wall. I mean, that was what the Hound saw in the flames, right?
Yeah.
He saw the White Walkers coming through the Wall.
Yeah. So that's where they headed, and it's only 20 of them. 15, like a little crip gang or something.
So, is he half white?
Falls? Who?
What's the guy they keep bringing back? What's his name? The Hound.
Oh, Beric. Don Darren or Don.
Yes, is he half white?
Maybe.
I'm sorry. Is he mulatto? No.
I think biracial is the preferred term.
No, is he part White Walker? My question is, is he considered part White Walker? Because he was brought back.
Yeah, no, he's part white.
Okay.
Yeah, he's part white. But he would be biracial.
At this point, he's like 9/10. He's been brought back a bunch of times.
Yeah, I like calling him biracial.
All right, let's wrap it on up. Raven, where can I hit you up at? Or right, let's go predictions, death predictions, the next episode first.
Oh. Hopefully, Theon.
I don't think Theon's gonna go. They didn't bring him this far.
And now this motherfucker put out there that he fucking he's gonna be the ninth king now. It's gonna become a whole thing that he's gonna be the ninth king now.
Yeah.
That Theon's gonna be the ninth king.
Who died in this episode? Anybody?
The Tyrell.
Oh, yeah, Olenna. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. And then the Sand Snake.
Yeah.
Well, not yet.
Well, the other two did.
I don't think we're gonna see them anymore. I really don't. Like, there's too much other ground to cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no reason to come back to them. Though.
Yeah, we already know what's going to happen.
And is there, like, some significance to Cersei's handmaid or whatever? She made her get the same pixie cut, for one thing. But, I mean, she's been around the whole
series. That's a good point.
I never thought about
that's
that.
That's why we have a woman on here. I never would have noticed.
I never noticed that she made her get the same haircut as her.
Mm-hmm. And she's been there the whole series and knows a lot. And it just seemed to be a little bit.
See, this is why we have a woman on the show.
Focus on her. Especially like with her seeing Jaime and Cersei in bed.
She probably have known that already.
I mean,
though.
I know. It just, I don't know. There was just a little too much camera time on her that made me think that she's going to be.
Yeah, that was a significant moment mm-hmm. that the camera paused on her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Tyrion's got some hookups with her. Or maybe that's one of Varys' birds.
Because isn't she the one that got. That told Tywin about Tyrion's whore. I can't remember her name.
What is her name?
Shay.
Yes.
You know what? I remembered it, but I wasn't going to say it.
I didn't even think of. Maybe she's one of the birds.
Yeah, it could. That could be. That'd be a nice twist.
That'd be bad then, because she would have known. She'd have known that all this. Well, no, because maybe. Do you think she had to known it the whole? Because she talked to the Iron Bank. That's something before we get out. Her talking to the Iron Bank. She knew that they was gonna go after that money.
Yeah, I loved too when she offered him the glass of wine and she acted so surprised when he didn't take it. It's great. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah,
she just was like, "What?" as soon as he said, "No, thank you."
No, I don't drink. I ain't drinking with y'all. I know how this go down.
Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen how this movie ends.
Yeah, like I've got the reports. We know how this goes down. So do you think Braavos will end up funding the help out for the White Walkers? That in deaths is my question. What it'll be like, it's real out here. We need to fund y'all to get this together.
Well, I mean, I think I have to fund anything. I mean, I think that Sansa's making some provisions for food, and anyone else that Jon, whose help he enlists, will have to bring food. The Dragonstone weapons won't cost them anything. Like there, it's a $0.
Yeah,
Investment in that, and that's the only thing. And then the dragons, the dragons can eat people. You know, they kill a couple of dead bodies. That the dragons eat those. I mean, so that's the only thing that's really effective against the White Walkers. Mm-hmm. For deaths, I think we're gonna see another episode of Dany taking it on the chin. So probably Euron's gonna probably kill
one of the dragons.
Probably kill one of the what's Theon's sister's name?
Yara.
Yeah, I think Yara probably died this episode, and so we'll see the Dornish die, we'll see the Ironborn die, and so it'll look as if it's becoming. It'll push Dany closer to mediation with Jon, because now it'll show that she actually needs him more, and so him not bowing the knee won't be a big deal because she's taking a couple losses.
And then think about it, actually, those were two weak allies, though. Yeah. If you think really think about it. Those are two weak ass allies.
They didn't accomplish a lot.
Yeah, you get the North though. That's like the North. Like they come in deep. Because we ain't heard Cersei talk about nothing about attacking the North. She just let Jon Snow
want any part of it.
She was like, yo, like he can be the king. Like maybe she ain't saying it, but she ain't got no plans of like going after the North.
Right.
Yeah, I think we mentioned after it's like the Soviet Union, like you're not invading. You're not invading successfully.
That's a great example.
It's too damn cold.
Hey, because remember when they came to visit, that was like their first time. Wasn't that Cersei and the first time when they came was like, she was like, I never want to come back here.
Yeah.
Like
I'm done with this. I could see somebody like I don't know, Varys or somebody off the wall. Buying it unexpectedly.
If he does, that'd be so disappointing.
It would be. But they do that.
I don't see anybody dying next week. I think they have way too many other things to focus on. Like, to have, like, a random... I can't see the storyline where it is now going towards anybody else dying. I think there's going to be some more tension between Jon and Daenerys. Because she's still on her mission. And now she's lost her two biggest allies. And she's going to want Jon to help her, and Jon's not on that. He's going to keep trying to get her to buy into this White Walker mission. So I think we're going to see some more tension created there.
And tension like, bow, bow.
No, not that kind of tension.
Do they somehow get Jaime on board to this White Walker thing?
Has Jaime seen them?
No, but somehow where maybe he has a conversation, like... has a straight up, ends up having like a one-on-one with Tyrion or something.
Yeah, I see. Like, let me meet you. I see now that Jaime knows his brother did not kill his son. Him trying to have some sort of communication.
And maybe Tyrion's
I know what you're trying to do. I've killed your allies. Brother, can we have a conversation about surrender or something?
You know, I was saying more of a thing, and Tyrion's like, yo, like, honestly, Jon Snow's talking about this White Walker thing.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, and I'm saying that'll be the case. Like, well, we got Jon down here, and this is what he's talking about.
And maybe that's the impetus for him to kill Cersei, because maybe somehow Jon Snow shows him, because he's got to show them at some point, like, these White Walkers or something like that. And maybe he captures, I'm thinking maybe they capture one or something crazy like that, or bring one back, or something like that, where Jaime's like, no, this is real. And Cersei's like, I don't care, I want to take them out. And that's his impetus to kill Cersei.
Yeah.
Maybe.
On a bigger, longer scale, like, where he like, yo, I see this bigger thing. I got to do it for that. Or maybe he even do something where he both poison, they poison each other type thing, where he kills her and he drinks wine too, though.
I hope Jaime doesn't kill Cersei. I mean,
And kills himself, too.
I hope Tyrion kills Cersei. I mean, I could live with that. Jaime and Cersei, the relationship is too weird. It's like, you can't
the best one to kill somebody you love.
With your sister. And they'd be like, oh, you don't believe in ice zombies, and that's why I gotta murder you. Like, that can't be the line. Like, I'm saying, like, you've already crossed the line when you fathered three kids with your sister. And you.
Well, I think
the first episode, they're out on a snow holiday with her husband, and you can't keep it in your pants long enough not to bang your sister on a 48-hour trip? Like, really?
Like, really?
I definitely feel on that, but I can see him killing her to save Tyrion. Especially now that he knows he didn't kill his son,
and he probably looking back like, man, Tywin was shitty, man. He probably looked back like, and you know what? He probably does believe he's shitty though, because you got to think he made him take the King's Guard, man. He made him do that.
Yeah,
because the Mad King made Tywin do that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, if you're going to be my hand of my king, I don't trust you. I'm going to make your firstborn son be the hand of the king. If you have no... that basically Tyrion would have to run Castle Rock.
Yeah.
That was the thing that Mad King was trying to spite him by that at the same time or whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be... It's gonna be one. So you got who you got?
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I just don't see anybody. No, yeah, at least not anybody significant.
No deaths.
I guess Varys. So I look like a genius if it happens.
Yar.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with a dragon getting at least injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could. I would buy that.
At least injured, because Daenerys is going wild out and be like, I'm just rolling out with them on some dolo mission stuff. You know, like Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood. Just like, I'm just gonna roll out. Just no thoughts.
I mean,
on
she
it.
Said it before.
Yeah, like, you kill my brother, Ricky. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Thank y'all for listening. As always, email us with y'all questions. We got questions from people next week. We'll read them next week. LandoCalPod@gmail.com. We appreciate it as always. Peace.